or WMRA News, I'm Christopher Correa, filling in for Bob Levicky. A new child detention center is slated for Virginia. Obamacare's Cadillac tax unites the parties in opposition. Liquor tops a billion. And August 12th lawsuits are filed from both sides. This is the WMRA Daily for Thursday, August 15th, 2019. The Trump administration wants to build a new immigrant child detention center in Northern Virginia. That idea isn't all that popular in the region, as Michael Pope from Virginia Public Radio reports.
Northern Virginia is home to one of the largest communities of immigrants from South America in Virginia. And now places like Fairfax and Prince William and Loudoun are all potential locations for a new shelter for unaccompanied minors, a 440-bed facility with 2 acres of outdoor space, classrooms, sleeping areas. Simon Sandoval Motionberg of the Legal Aid Justice Center says it's a telling sign of where the administration thinks things are headed in the future.
They're really investing in the long-term continuation and expansion of the detention of immigrant children. They're betting that the United States will continue to detain more immigrant children for longer.
Alexandria Mayor Justin Wilson says he was shocked to find out his city was listed as a potential location for the facility.
We were very much taken aback. It came out of the blue. And I think our concerns about the administration's immigration policy at the macro certainly impacted our view of becoming a part of that.
The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services declined a request to be interviewed for this story, although a spokesman sent a written statement saying the search for a permanent facility is being pursued to reduce the potential need for unlicensed temporary influx shelters in the future. I'm Michael Pope.
U.S. Representative Jerry Nadler said last week that the House Judiciary Committee has launched formal impeachment proceedings against the president. Virginia Representative Abigail Spanberger says she's keeping a close eye on the committee's investigations. From VPM News, Ben Pavier reports.
The committee is conducting an investigation into, quote, the scope and extent of misconduct by President Trump, according to a lawsuit filed last week. Spanberger says she supports efforts to dig into that alleged misconduct, including possible obstruction of justice by the president.
There are a lot of reasons to continue trying to get to the bottom of what did and didn't occur.
Nadler says he wants to decide whether to recommend articles of impeachment by the end of this year. Spanberger says she's not ready to make up her mind yet.
I'm going to have to evaluate any articles of impeachment that come forward on an individual basis.
Virginia's Republican congressmen have questioned the motives and costs of Democrats' continued investigations into President Trump. Ben Pavier, WMRA News.
Okay, so no reaching across the aisle on that, but Virginia's Republicans and Democrats are coming together in an effort to repeal a key part of the Affordable Care Act. Once again, from Virginia Public Radio, here's Michael Pope.
It's called the Cadillac tax, a key part of financing the Affordable Care Act signed into law by President Barack Obama back in 2010. Sabrina Corlett at Georgetown University says it's not called the Cadillac tax because it taxes luxury automobiles.
It's called Cadillac is because the target is very generous employer-based insurance. And by generous, what I mean is coverage that has a very broad choice of providers and very low deductibles or low cost sharing for the employee.
$30,000 for a family plan or $11,200 for an individual. Unions don't like it, which explains some of the opposition on the left, and employers don't like it, which makes it unpopular on the right. But Frank Shafroth at George Mason University says repealing the tax would mean the federal deficit would increase $157 billion over the next decade.
That has implications for school systems, cities, and counties because property taxes will have to go up to accommodate the higher costs for mortgage interest and business investment.
This is an effort that doesn't just have support from a few Republicans and Democrats in the Virginia delegation. The bill actually has 6 Virginia co-sponsors, 4 Democrats and 3 Republicans. Michael Pope.
DeAndre Harris, a counter-protester who was assaulted at the 2017 Unite the Right rally, has filed a lawsuit against his attackers and the organizers of the white supremacist event, alleging a conspiracy to violate his civil rights. The Daily Progress reports that the suit names nearly 3 dozen defendants, including Jason Kessler, Richard Spencer, Harris's 6 attackers, and various white supremacist individuals and organizations. The suit alleges that the defendants created a conspiracy to deny Black and Jewish people equal protection under the law, leading to the physical assault on Harris. Three of the attackers were charged with malicious wounding and received multi-year prison sentences. A fourth will be sentenced August 27th. Following the rally, Harris was charged with unlawful wounding, of which he was acquitted in March 2018. Harris seeks undisclosed damages from his attackers and the organizers, as well as medical expenses and attorney's fees. Meanwhile, two of the rally's participants have filed the lawsuit alleging violation of their First and 14th Amendment rights. They name as defendants the Commonwealth of Virginia, the Charlottesville Police Department, two Charlottesville city councilors, and several others. They claim the defendants stoked aggression against rally participants to create a civil disturbance so authorities could declare an unlawful assembly. The plaintiffs argue that this denied them freedom of expression while allowing counter-protesters to turn violent. Just ahead of the 2-year statute of limitations, this suit is one of several filed this week that allege a violation of constitutional rights by some party involved in the rally. This suit bears the most resemblance to one filed Monday by the rally's lead organizer, Jason Kessler. Finally today, Virginia's state-owned liquor stores had another record-breaking year, topping $1 billion in revenues. The Virginia Alcoholic Beverage Control Authority announced on Tuesday that its sales and other income for fiscal 2019 were $72 million more than last year. Officials attributed the increase in part to customers buying more top-shelf liquor this year. Irish whiskey sales increased by 15%, tequila by 14%, and bourbon by 10%. Tito's handmade domestic vodka was the number one seller for the second year in a row. For WMRA News, I'm Christopher Correa. Thanks for listening, and enjoy your Thursday.